Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 18th of May 2024. Essence: sweet children, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and your sins will be cut away, because remembrance is the sword's edge. You mustn't deceive yourself in this. Question: what path does the Father show you, children, in order to reform your character? Answer: children, keep your charts honestly. It is only by keeping a chart that your character will be reformed. Each of you should check what your character was like throughout the whole day. Did I cause sorrow for anyone? Did I speak about useless matters? For how long did I remember the Father while considering myself to be a soul? How many did I make similar to myself? The characters of those who keep such a chart continue to be reformed. Those who do something will receive the return of it, whereas those who don't do anything will repent. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you, spiritual children, because he is personally in front of you here. It would not be said that all the children remain stable in their original religion and remember the Father. Their intellects would definitely be pulled somewhere or other. Each one of you can understand for yourself. The main thing is to become Satopradhan. You cannot become that without having the pilgrimage of remembrance. Although Baba pulls and attracts you, children, when you are sitting in yoga in the morning, he pulls you number-wise. In remembrance, you sit in peace, and you even forget the world. But the question arises, what do you do throughout the whole day? That is just having the pilgrimage of remembrance in the morning, for an hour or half an hour, through which the soul becomes pure and the lifespan increases. But how much do you remember Baba throughout the day? How much do you spin the discus of self-realization? It isn't that Baba knows everything. You have to ask your heart, what did I do throughout the day? You children now write your charts. Some of you write it in the right way, and others write it in the wrong way. You would feel, I was constantly with Shiv Baba, and I was remembering Shiv Baba alone. However, were you truly in that remembrance? By staying in complete silence, you even forget this world. You mustn't deceive yourself into thinking that you are in remembrance of Shiv Baba anyway. You have to forget all the religions of your bodies. Shiv Baba pulls us and makes us forget the whole world. The Father explains, you have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father pulls you. All souls should remember the Father alone. No one else should be remembered. However, each of you has to check your chart and see whether you truly do remember him or not. How much do I remember Baba? Just as there is the example of the lover and beloved, so this is the spiritual lover and beloved. Everything here is unique. The other is physical, whereas this is spiritual. You have to see how much time you spent imbibing divine virtues and for how long you stayed in the Father's service. You then also have to remind others to remember Baba. The rust on souls cannot be removed without them having remembrance. On the path of devotion, you remember many, but here you have to remember the one. We souls are tiny points. So Baba is also a very tiny, subtle point, and the knowledge is vast. To become Sri Lakshmi and Narayan, or to become a master of the world, is not like going to your auntie's home. The father says, "Do not consider yourselves to be too clever and deceive yourselves. Each of you should ask yourself, for how long did I remember the Father by considering myself to be a soul so that the rust would be removed? How many did I make similar to myself?" Each one of you has to keep this chart for yourself. Those who do this will receive the reward, and those who don't do this will repent. You have to check what your character was like throughout the whole day. Did I cause anyone sorrow? Did I speak to anyone about useless matters? By keeping your chart, your character will be reformed. The Father has shown you the path. That lover and beloved remember each other. As soon as they remember one another, each one appears in front of the other. Even if there are two female friends, they can have a vision of one another. Even if they are two male friends, they can have a vision of one another. Some friends are much closer than their brothers. Some friends have so much love for one another that they wouldn't have as much love for even their brother. They uplift one another with a lot of love. Baba is experienced. The Father pulls you more in the early morning. He is the ever-pure magnet, and so he pulls you. The Father is unlimited. He understands that you are very lovely children, so he pulls you even more strongly. However, this pilgrimage of remembrance is very essential. Wherever you go when travelling, you can remember Baba while sitting, walking, moving around and eating. That lover and beloved remember one another wherever they are. It is the same here too. You have to remember the Father. How else would your sins be absolved? There is no other way. This is very subtle. It is like walking on the edge of a sword. Remembrance is the edge of a sword. You repeatedly say that you forget to have remembrance. Why is it said to be like a sword? Because your sins are cut away through this and you become pure. This is very delicate. Just as those people walk on fire, so your intellect's yoga is directed to the Father. The Father has come here and is giving us our inheritance. He is not up above. He has come down here. He says, "I enter an ordinary body." You know that the Father has come down from up above. The living diamond is sitting in this container. Don't become happy simply thinking that you are sitting with Baba. Baba knows this and pulls you a lot. However, that is just for half or three quarters of an hour. If you waste the rest of the whole day, then what would be the benefit? You children have to be concerned about keeping your charts. Do not think that you are able to give lectures and that you therefore don't need to keep your chart. Do not make this mistake. Even Maharatis have to keep their charts. There aren't many Maharatis, there are only a few. Many people waste a lot of time caught up in name and form. The destination is very high. The father explains everything to you students so that you cannot think, Baba hasn't explained such and such a point to us. The main things are remembrance and the knowledge of the world cycle. No one except you children knows about the 84 births of this world cycle. You are the ones who have disinterest. You know that you are no longer going to live in this land of death. Before going back, you have to become pure. You also definitely need divine virtues. You are to be threaded in the rosary number-wise, and you will then become part of the kingdom number-wise. Later, you will then be worshipped number-wise. Many deities are worshipped. They are given such names. They have a mela for the goddess Chandika, cremator. Those who don't keep a register cannot be reformed, and so they are called Chandika. They don't listen to anything or accept anything. These are unlimited matters here. If you don't make effort, the father would say that you won't even listen to the father. Your status will be reduced. This is why the father says, you have to keep an eye on yourself. Baba comes in the morning and inspires you so much to make effort for the pilgrimage of remembrance. The destination is very high. This knowledge is said to be a simple subject. It is not a big thing to remember the cycle of 84 births, but the more important thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance, in which many fail. Your battle is in this. You stay in remembrance, but Maya makes you fall. There is no question of a battle in this knowledge. This is your source of income. This is for becoming pure. This is why you call out to the Father, come and purify us. You don't say, come and teach us. You say, come and purify us. So you have to keep all of these points in your intellects. You have to become complete Raja Yogis. This knowledge is very simple. You just have to explain tactfully. There also has to be sweetness in your speech. You are receiving this knowledge, and that too is said to be according to your karma. You have performed devotion from the beginning, and so that would be said to be good karma. This is why Shiv Baba sits here and explains to you very clearly too. The more devotion you have done, the more pleased Shiv Baba would have been, and so you now also take this knowledge quickly. the Maharatis would have these points in their intellects. If you continue to note down all the points, you can then separate the good ones. You could weigh up the points, but no one makes this effort. Hardly anyone writes notes and extracts the good points separately. Baba always says, before you give a talk, write down the points and then check them. No one makes this effort. No one remembers all the points. Barristers also note down all the points in their diaries. This is absolutely essential for you. You should write down the topics and then study and correct them. If you don't make this much effort, you won't be able to take a jump. Your intellect's yoga will continue to wander in other directions. Very few of you move along easily. There is nothing but service in your intellects. If you want to go into the rosary, you have to make effort. The Father gives you directions, and these touch your hearts. If any of you don't have remembrance, you yourself know that. Even if you are at your business, etc., have your diary in your pocket to note down these things. You are the ones who need to note down these things most of all. If you remain careless, if you consider yourselves to be too clever, then Maya too is no less. She will continue to punch you. To become Lakshmi or Narayan is not like going to your auntie's home. A big kingdom is being established. A handful out of multi-millions will emerge. Baba also used to wake up at 2 a.m. and write down some things and then study them. He used to forget some points, so he would then sit and look at the notes in order to explain to you, so that you could then understand how far away your pilgrimage of remembrance was and how far away your Karmateet stage was. Do not praise anyone unnecessarily. A lot of effort is required. There is also the suffering of karma. You have to remember the Father. Acha, just think that Shiv Baba, not Brahma Baba, is speaking the Murli. You children are always told, constantly consider it to be Shiv Baba who is explaining to you. Sometimes this child also speaks in between. The Father would speak everything very accurately. This one has many thoughts throughout the day. He has responsibility for so many children. Some children become trapped in name and form and cause mischief. Baba is concerned about so many children. Baba has to build buildings for the children and also arrange facilities for them, even though all of this is in the drama. It is Baba's drama, this one's drama and your drama. Nothing happens without it being in the drama. The drama continues second by second. If you remember the drama, you will not fluctuate. You will remain unshakable, immovable, and stable. Many storms will come. Some children don't tell the truth. They have many dreams. There is Maya. Those who didn't have dreams before will also have them. The Father understands that you children have to make effort to have remembrance in order to claim your inheritance. Some children become tired while making effort. The destination is very high. Baba makes you into the masters of the world for 21 generations, and so you also have to make effort. You have to remember the lovely Father. It is in your hearts that Baba is making you into the masters of the world. You repeatedly have to remember such a Father. Baba is the loveliest of all. That Baba performs wonders. He gives you this knowledge of the world. You have to sing his praise internally, saying, Baba, Baba, Baba. Those who remember the Father would feel that pull from him. You come here to the Father to be refreshed. The Father explains, Sweet children, don't become careless. Baba sees that children from all the centers come here. I see them and ask them, What type of happiness do you experience? Baba sees all of this. He sees from your faces how much you love the Father. When you come in front of the Father, he pulls you. While sitting here, you forget everything. You mustn't remember anything except Baba. You have to forget the whole world. That stage is very sweet and alaukik. When you come and sit in remembrance of the Father, you have tears of love. You also had tears on the path of devotion, but the path of devotion is separate from the path of knowledge. This is true love for the true Father. Everything here is unique. You come here to Shiv Baba. He would definitely be riding in a chariot. Souls can meet without bodies there, but all here are bodily beings. You know that this is Bap and Dada. So you have to remember the Father. You have to praise him with a lot of love. What is Baba giving us? You children know that Baba has come to take us away from this jungle. It is said, God Vishnu brings auspicious omens. God is the one who benefits everyone. Everyone benefits. There is just the one Father, and so you have to remember him. Why am I unable to benefit anyone? There must definitely be something lacking. The Father says, Because you don't have the power of remembrance, your words don't have that attraction. This is also in the drama. Now imbibe that power very well. It is the pilgrimage of remembrance that is difficult. I am giving knowledge to my brother. I'm giving him the Father's introduction. You have to receive your inheritance from the Father. Baba feels that you probably forget him again and again. The Father considers everyone to be his child, and this is why he says, Child, child. That one is everyone's father. His part is wonderful. Very few children understand whose words these are. Baba would only say, Child, child. I have come to give you children the inheritance. Baba tells you everything. I have to take the service of you children. This knowledge is very wonderful and spicy, tasty. This knowledge is also very tricky and complicated. In order for you to become a master of paradise, such knowledge is also required. Acha. Each one of you has to remember the Father. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. Never speak bad or wrong words through your lips. Do everything with love. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Sit in solitude early in the morning and remember the Father with love. Forget the whole world. 2. Become a benefactor for everyone like the Father. Remove all weaknesses. Keep an eye on yourself. Look at your own register. Blessing. May you become a constantly contented soul and use all the treasures of your attainments by being an embodiment of remembrance. The special blessing of the confluence age is contentment, and the seed of contentment is having all attainments. The seed of discontentment is a lack of some physical or subtle attainment. It is remembered of Brahmins that nothing is lacking in the treasure store of Brahmins. All of you children receive the same infinite treasures from the One. At every moment, simply use the treasures you have attained. That is, become an embodiment of remembrance. Do not change your unlimited attainments into limited ones, and you will then remain constantly content. Slogan: Where there is faith, the line of the fortune of victory is always on the forehead. Om Shanti.